Welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to be back.
So today we're going to be digging into something called the LernOS AI Guide.
Okay.
It's this German guide to artificial intelligence.
No.
And I have to admit, even just glancing through it, I was pretty fascinated.
It's quite a comprehensive guide.
It is. And they really do seem to be trying to take someone from zero AI knowledge and get them to a place where they can confidently navigate this world.
What I think is really clever about this guide is they're not... trying to make this just for techies or for academics.
Right.
They're really trying to reach anyone who wants to understand how AI is impacting their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designed for folks inside organizations as well as regular people using the internet.
Right.
Even intranets.
It's like they're saying, look, AI isn't some sci-fi concept anymore.
Yeah.
It's here, it's now, and it's going to affect you.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin?
Right.
With something as big as AI.
Well, the guide does a really nice job of laying out the groundwork. You know, we hear all these terms thrown around.
Right.
Artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning,
generative
AI. It gets really confusing.
It does.
So this guide actually takes each one of those terms and kind of breaks it down and explains what each one is.
And that is super helpful because I feel like those terms are used so interchangeably sometimes that it's really hard to know what people are actually talking about.
It is. And that's where it gets really cool because they focus on machine learning and generative AI, the stuff that's already touching our lives every day.
Mm.
They've got a timeline of AI milestones.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them are straight up mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, remember back in 1997 when Deep Blue beat Kasparov at chess?
Oh, yeah.
Huge wake-up call. Like, we're not talking ancient history either.
Yeah. I mean, that was a machine outsmarting a grandmaster.
Right. Yeah.
Then in 2011, we have Watson winning Jeopardy. It felt like AI was stepping right out of science fiction and into our living rooms.
Yeah, and then just 3 years later,
I know,
Google DeepMind comes along.
Unbelievable.
Creates a neural network that can learn to play video games.
Yeah.
It's like, what can't these things do?
The pace of development is just astounding. And speaking of neural networks, the guide uses a really clever analogy to explain how they work.
Okay.
Think about the human brain with all its interconnected neurons.
Mm-hmm.
These AI systems are kind of similar.
Okay.
They have these layers of interconnected nodes that process information, just like our brains do.
So they're both learning
through
repetition, correction, refinement.
That's right.
It's kind of like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they learn to tell the difference between a cat and a dog.
Yeah.
The more examples they see, the better they get at it.
Yeah.
And AI models are doing that same thing, analyzing tons of data to learn those distinctions.
And that leads us to the most exciting part, which is, what can we actually do with AI?
Right.
The guide is full of real-world examples that are already happening. Think about personalized emails or social media posts tailored just for you.
Right.
Or those chatbots that can answer questions, guide you through online processes.
Mm-hmm.
We're even seeing the shift from keywords to natural language search.
Yeah.
Now you can just ask questions in plain English like you're talking to a real person.
That's a game changer.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know I've spent hours trying to figure out the perfect combination of keywords to find what I'm looking for.
Right.
But it's not just about text.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. AI is working with...
AI is working with images, audio, video.
Absolutely. AI is becoming truly multimodal. The guide even talks about how it can be used to generate voiceovers and background music for videos, edit podcasts, even create 3D objects for video games.
Wild. So how do we even begin to wrap our heads around all these potential applications? I mean, how much?
Well, the guide introduces this really handy concept called the WMS meme.
Okay.
It stands for words, images, numbers, and sounds.
Okay.
Think about your own work, how much it relies on these elements.
Mm-hmm.
The more you rely on them, the higher the chance you'll be interacting with AI in the near future, if you aren't already.
Almost like a little self-assessment you can do.
Yeah.
To figure out where you stand.
Exactly.
Okay, so we keep hearing about these AI models.
Right.
They seem to be at the heart of everything.
Yes.
But what exactly are they?
So I like to use this analogy.
Okay.
Imagine an aspiring painter learning to create portraits.
Mm.
What do? They study the masters, right?
Yeah.
They analyze brushstrokes,
yeah.
color choices,
mm.
compositions,
mm-hmm.
all the details that make those paintings masterpieces.
Okay.
That's kind of what an AI model does, but with data.
Oh, interesting.
It analyzes massive amounts of text, code,
mm-hmm.
images,
mm-hmm.
whatever it's being trained on.
Right.
And learns the patterns and relationships
yeah.
within that data.
So just as that painter is learning
okay.
from those masterpieces, an AI model is learning
right.
from the data that's fed.
Yeah.
And the more data it sees,
right.
the better it gets
mm-hmm.
at its specific task.
At whatever it's doing.
Whether that's writing text or creating images or composing music.
And there have been some pretty incredible breakthroughs mm. in how these models are built.
Okay.
The guide mentions transformers and attention.
Mm-hmm.
Might sound intimidating, but what it boils down to is
okay.
these innovations have allowed AI models to understand language
mm-hmm.
in a much deeper and more nuanced way. It's like they've unlocked this secret code
right.
that lets them communicate with us.
It's remarkable. That brings us to some of the specific models
okay.
that the guide highlights, which yeah. are really shaping the AI landscape right now.
So tell me more. What are these models
yeah.
and what makes them so special?
Okay. First up, we have Gemini, Google's ambitious project
okay.
that's built from the ground up to be multimodal,
okay.
which means it can handle different types of information, not just text,
mm.
but also images, audio, you name it.
So it's like the Swiss Army knife of
exactly.
The AI
yeah. It can tackle all sorts of tasks
right, yeah.
across different mediums.
That's impressive. What else?
Then there's the one you've probably heard of, GPT.
Okay.
Which stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
I've heard of that one.
It's been making headlines for its ability to generate human quality text.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from poems and code to scripts and articles.
It's the one everyone's talking about, right?
Exactly.
The one that can write like a Shakespearean sonnet or
yeah.
a Taylor Swift song or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to me that these models are getting
I know.
Better and better.
It's incredible.
All the time.
Yeah.
It seems like every week there's some new breakthrough.
That's right. And the guide highlights another intriguing one
okay.
called Luminous. It's European developed, trained in 5 languages,
wow.
and can handle both text and images.
That's cool. So it's like a multilingual, multimedia
exactly.
powerhouse.
Yeah.
Wow. So AI is becoming more diverse.
It really is.
And accessible, it sounds like.
And of course, we can't forget about DALL-E.
Right.
The image generation model that took the world by storm.
Oh, yeah.
You just type in a description.
Yeah.
And DALL-E conjures up an image based on your words.
It's like having a digital artist at your beck and call.
Exact.
I've seen some of the images DALL-E creates.
I know.
And they're incredible. It's just hard to believe that
yeah.
a machine can generate such
yeah.
creative and realistic visuals.
And there are others, too, like it.
Okay.
Adobe has Firefly Image, which is trained on licensed images
okay.
and can generate those stunning, high-quality visuals similar to DALL-E.
Right.
And then there's Midjourney, which is known for generating these really artistic and creative images.
Hmm.
They're often a bit more abstract and imaginative,
no.
which is really exciting okay. for artists and designers.
So we have these incredibly powerful AI models at our fingertips.
Yeah.
But how do we actually...
That's where the art of prompt engineering comes in.
Okay.
The guide emphasizes that crafting effective instructions
mm.
for AI is a skill in itself.
So it's not just like you can type in any old request.
You have to learn how to speak AI's language
okay.
to get the best results.
So instead of treating it like a search engine where
yeah.
we're jamming in keywords...
Right.
We need to think more about how we're phrasing
our requests. We're having a conversation.
It's like you're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And the guide stresses the importance of
okay.
moving away from those old keyword-focused habits
mm.
and writing to AI as you would to a human.
Interesting. So does the guide give...
Be clear, be specific, provide context.
Okay.
It's all about guiding the AI towards the desired outcome.
So are there specific tips that it offers?
Like, instead of just asking, talk about plants,
okay.
you could say, can you tell me about the importance of plants for the ecosystem?
Right.
See the difference.
Yeah.
The second prompt is much more specific,
mm-hmm.
gives the AI a clearer direction.
Like giving it a starting point.
Yeah, exactly.
And a clear path to follow.
And the guide also mentions techniques like one shot
okay.
and few shot learning.
Okay.
These involve giving the AI examples to guide its output.
Oh, interesting.
It's like showing it a sample of what you're looking for.
Gotcha.
So it can follow your lead. So it sounds like interacting with these AI models
mm-hmm.
effectively requires a combination of clear communication.
Yes.
And a bit of creative strategy.
Exactly.
It's not just about knowing what you want.
Right.
It's about knowing how to ask for it.
It's about becoming fluent in the language of AI, so to speak.
Right. Right.
Right.
But as with any powerful technology, there are also potential downsides and challenges.
Sure.
We've seen all the amazing things that AI can do, but the guide also dedicates a whole section to Kai and Gesellschaft, AI and society.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing this is where things get a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, it's important to remember that AI doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
It has real-world implications that we need to consider carefully.
So what are some of the key concerns that are raised? What should we be paying attention to as AI continues to evolve?
Well, one of the biggest ones is the potential impact on jobs and automation. As AI systems become more capable, certain tasks that were previously done by humans may become automated.
Right.
And this could lead to job displacement.
Yeah, it's hard not to think about those sci-fi movies where the robots take over all the jobs.
Yeah, but the guide doesn't just paint a doom and gloom picture.
Okay, good.
It actually emphasizes the need for adaptation and upskilling. Just as technology has always disrupted the workforce, AI presents an opportunity for us to learn new skills and adapt to the changing landscape.
So it's not about being replaced by AI, but about learning to work alongside it.
Yeah,
it's about finding those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate.
And that leads to another crucial point.
Okay.
Transparency and explainability.
Mm-hmm.
As these AI systems become more complex, it's essential to understand how they're making decisions.
Yeah.
We need to be able to look inside the black box, so to speak.
Yeah. It can feel a little unsettling to think that we're trusting these systems with important decisions. We don't even really know how they're arriving at their conclusions.
And that lack of transparency can raise concerns about potential bias.
Right.
If the data used to train an AI model is biased, the model itself will inherit that bias.
Of course.
And that can lead to unfair or discriminatory outcomes.
Right. Especially in areas like...
Especially in areas like hiring or loan applications.
Yeah, high-stakes decisions.
Exactly.
Like that reminds me that even though we think about AI as this objective thing, it's really just a reflection of ourselves and the data that we feed it.
And then there's the issue of privacy and data protection.
Right.
AI systems thrive on data.
Mm-hmm.
They need it to learn and improve.
Right.
But as they collect and analyze vast amounts of data, we need to ensure that our personal information is being handled responsibly and ethically.
It's a tough balance, isn't it?
It is.
We want the benefits, but we also want to protect our privacy.
And the guide poses this thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Werden wir schlauer oder dümmer durch KI, which means will we become more intelligent or more stupid by relying on AI?
Wow, that is a great question.
It is. It really makes you think.
Yeah. Are we outsourcing our thinking to machines? Are we becoming so reliant on AI that we're actually losing
some of our own skills?
Certain cognitive skills and abilities. Yeah, it's a question worth pondering.
For sure.
But the guide doesn't just raise concerns. Okay. It also offers some practical advice.
Okay, so what can we do?
On how to interact with AI effectively and responsibly.
Okay, what kind of advice does it give?
Well, one tip is to break down complex tasks into a series of simpler prompts.
Okay.
It's like giving the AI a step-by-step roadmap instead of overwhelming it with one huge complicated request.
So instead of asking it to write a whole essay.
Exactly.
You might ask it to come up with an outline.
And then flesh out each section.
Right. And then maybe proofread the whole thing.
Exactly. The guide suggests that this modular approach can lead to much more accurate and coherent results.
That makes sense.
It's like guiding the AI through a thought process, making sure it doesn't get lost along the way.
Right, you're helping it stay on track.
Another important one is to encourage the AI to explain its reasoning.
Oh.
Instead of just blindly accepting its output, ask it to justify its conclusions, to show its work, so to speak.
So it's not just about getting an answer.
Right.
It's about understanding
the
process behind it.
Yeah. Making sure that it's not just making things up.
Yeah.
Or relying on faulty logic.
And the guide also highlights the importance of providing supplemental information.
Especially when dealing with topics that require specific knowledge or context.
Yeah.
don't assume the AI knows everything.
Right.
Give it the background information.
Right. Like, give it a crash course.
Exactly.
Before you set it loose on the task.
The more information you provide,
mm-hmm.
the better equipped the AI will be okay. to generate insightful and accurate results.
Yeah. But I guess it's also important to remember that
that's right.
AI isn't this magic solution
yeah.
for every problem.
It's not.
There are times when it's yeah. just not the right tool for the job.
Exactly. It's about being discerning.
Yeah.
Knowing when to rely on AI and when to trust our own
right.
human skills and judgment.
It's not about replacing humans with machines.
Right.
It's about finding the right balance
it's
between
like,
human and artificial intelligence.
That's a key takeaway, I think, from this Lernos AI guide.
Yeah.
It's not just a technical manual. It's a guide to navigating this new AI-powered world thoughtfully and responsibly.
This has been such an interesting conversation.
It has.
The potential of AI is just incredible.
Yeah.
But so are the potential risks.
Right.
And it's up to us, I think, to shape the future of AI
yeah.
in a way that benefits all of us.
The guide reminds us that the future of AI yeah. depends on the choices we make today.
Right.
We need to be informed,
yeah.
engaged, and proactive.
Well, this deep dive into the Lernos AI guide has been incredibly enlightening.
I couldn't agree more.
It's given us a lot to think about and consider.
Absolutely.
And hopefully our listeners are feeling the same way.
Yeah.
It's a valuable resource
mm-hmm.
for anyone who wants mm-hmm. to understand AI
yeah.
and how to navigate this
yeah.
rapidly evolving landscape.
I think the most important thing is that we all realize
yeah.
that we're part of this conversation. We yeah. all have a role to play
right.
in shaping the future of AI.
Absolutely. And as the guide encourages us,
mm-hmm.
let's approach AI with a sense of curiosity, responsibility,
yeah.
and a healthy dose of critical thinking.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
Of course.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Keep learning.
And remember, the future is what we make it.